These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Isobody Coaching Podcast. My name is Scott Knight, and I'm here with my beautiful wife, Jill. And we're going to be going over some tips to help you drop weight.
Do the math. It goes both ways.
So we're gonna give you guys some tips on, you know, how you can figure out, you know, how do I drop weight? What do I need to do to drop the weight?
We're just gonna keep it really simple.
Yeah, it's just very simple way of getting this through to you guys, and I'm sure you'll understand it.
All right. So, you know, when we fail to achieve or maintain weight loss, it can be because of the diet is either too restrictive or it is too high of maybe an expectation. And so that all is going to be a recipe for failure. So let's, you know, we always try to tell people really to try to focus on what you can eat instead of what you can't eat.
Sometimes it's very difficult to do when you're dieting.
but it is a mind switch. It is a mind change. Yeah. And so you really have to think about, you know, you can go out and eat off of a huge table full of vegetables. You know, watch your fruits, stay with berries, keep them like low glycemic, but we're still doing a lifestyle change here. We're not doing a diet. And it's really important to know that the things you can't have are on a small scale. So, you know, let kind of listen to what we're teaching here and see how your math works out.
I know when I would start to diet, you know, if you go from off season to like a pre, you know, you're starting to diet, get the fat off, you're eliminating those foods you cannot eat, that you shouldn't be eating, that are actually causing you to go backwards, right? Which is sometimes the craving, the mental part of it is like you crave those things. So that's going to be the big struggle, is getting over the cravings.
Well, that's really good, because, you know, we want to make sure that we eat to supply our body and not our emotions. And so we let people know that, you know, when am I hungry and when it's emotional? Well, just tell yourself that anytime you're hungry and you've just eaten and you've had a glass of water and you know that meal is balanced or that snack is balanced and you're still hungry, do this check test. We always just say, we'll have one cup of fresh organic green beans. Go ahead and steam those puppies and see what you think. And they give you a look like, no way. Right away, don't fool yourself. You know that if those green beans, or say cucumbers or whatever you choose that's a nice vegetable, you don't want it. You're not hungry, because if you were hungry, you would eat it. So that's just a little test that we give.
Yeah, that's just the, like I said, that's just the mental challenge that we got to go through. And remember that we're doing this to make ourselves better, make ourselves healthier.
And you know, this is one of the reasons that we absolutely love Isagenix. We came into this as trainers before. You're giving your clients lots of meals and they don't want to eat them. So we would see our clients skirting into, you know, gas stations coming out with all these protein bars, and they're hungry, but they don't want to eat the meal. Well, that's what's so great and safe and easy about what we do with Isagenix. Those products are, you know, so full of proteins and essential vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and need I say more? I mean, there's so many great ingredients, not to mention that these products are shakes that you can put in as a meal instead of running into that gas station, are low glycemic and low calorie. They're full of micronutrients and macronutrients that are perfect. It is like a plate of food, but it's a milkshake, you guys. How cool is that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know for me, it's made it tremendously easier. And I know for a lot of competitors out there, athletes, you know, having these Isolene Pro shakes has just made, you know, daily preparation of your meals so, so much easier. So, well, so we're going to get into doing the math. So let's talk about that. What do I mean by that? So, you know, increasing your physical activity, you know, it obviously has many, many health benefits and can obviously help you lose weight, you know, just by stepping up your exercise and, you know, burning those calories. But it's rarely enough, you know, to really get you to drop weight. So what we want to look at is, okay, so how many calories are in a pound of fat? So that's 3,500 calories is in a pound of fat.
And that's easy to take in quickly, right? Yeah. We can do that in one sitting.
Couple nice dinners out and some dessert, and there's your 3,500 calories. And so people often wonder, gosh, how did I gain so much weight so quick? Well, that's how it happens. You guys, it adds up quick. A couple of drinks here, a couple of drinks there.
And that
there.
Elbow does not get tired bending. It just doesn't.
You just keep on eating. So let's just say if you're hoping to lose, you know, say a half a pound to a pound a week. So what do you have to do? There's a couple of ways you can do this. So we have to look at, if we want to lose a half a pound a week, we need to do either, you know, say burn 500 calories of during exercise every day and not really worry so much about the diet or anything like that. Just burn those extra calories doing exercise. But I've never been a fan of that. I don't think it works that great, because then you just tend to, because you're hungry because you've worked out so hard and you've done all this exercise, you tend to overeat on the other end.
Yeah, not for long term. It just doesn't.
So if we look at it like this, if we're gonna try to lose or try to get rid of about a half a pound to a pound, you know, a week. So we know we got to burn at least 250 to 500 calories a day. That's going to be a, you know, a good start. So if we want to try to let's just say we want to try to do a 250 calorie deficit every day. So you can, especially if you're new to exercise and stuff like that, it's hard to go out and burn a lot of calories. But if you just tried to burn off like 125 calories through exercise, and that would be going out and doing a walk.
Oh, it's easy to do.
It's, you know, it's not that tough to do. You could go walk for
45 minutes,
just something like that. At a good pace, you know, 3 miles an hour, 4 miles an hour. And everybody's going to be different on how many calories they burn in that period of time. So it's not exact, but you know, it's going to be roughly around that. And then you're going to do also the same thing, is you're going to try to take away calories, about 125 fewer calories every day. That's going to give you about 250 calories each day that you're going to, you know, be down. So that's about a half a pound of fat for the whole week.
And that's what I love about the shakes, is who can go get a meal that is balanced with your vitamins in it, everything, for 240, 260, right. 270. That's so low.
So like, say if you're normally going out and eating a meal out, you go out to a lunch with your friends.
Not to mention, how much is that lunch?
Yeah. And then it's more expensive. You're going to spend 10, 12 bucks.
And our shakes are under three.
And they're under three. And you're going to probably have 500 to 600, 700 calories at that lunch. So by just doing a shake, 240 calories. So right there, you're shaving off your calories, but you're still getting the nutrients that your body needs, because that's something we don't want to sacrifice. Just because you're trying to drop calories, you don't want to sacrifice nutrients to do that. And that's where a lot of people get into trouble.
You know, and we don't want to just look at how good we look on the outside. What about your organs and everything? I mean, we seriously need to look at that. And just, it's so safe with Isagenics. Just, you know, add water, right?
Yep, that's it. Just add water and blend it on up. So, you know, obviously, if you want to lose, you know, a little bit more, say you want to go up to a pound a week, you want to try to drop or more. Obviously, you just increase the amount of exercise you're doing and then increase or decrease the amount of calories you may be consuming. Remember, we want to look at it as they're junk calories. So make sure you're getting in the good calories. Make sure you're getting in the, you know, getting rid of the empty calories.
And, you know, keep your essential fats, and portion control is huge, but let's just kind of stick with it, and we'll
and those calories should come from, because a lot of people I know will go like, well, I just talked to this guy the other day, and he's like, well, I did really good. I had everything, but I did have a scoop of ice cream. Well, you know, that kind of thing goes off. I mean, you're going to do stuff like that. And those are the kind of things you really want to keep a handle on to make sure that you're, you're eliminating those things so you can continue on your journey of weight loss.
So I love, you know, some of those ideas. And so don't forget the math. It works both ways. And what does that mean? Check this out. Indulging in an extra 100 calories a day without burning them off can leave you 10 pounds heavier at the end of the year. 10 pounds, you guys, just for 100 calories per day and not burning them off. And that's why as we get older, you know, we don't burn as much and it's easier to put the calories in. So that can, over time, 10 pounds. So routine treats like Scott was saying, the scoop of or two of ice cream, a high calorie power packed coffee, that's not really coffee, it's a frappuccino whipped cream, and a visit down the cookie or the candy aisle, that will tip the scale in the wrong direction and destroy your weight goals. And that's why we say do the math, because it goes both ways.
Yep, absolutely. It's one of those things that they add up. We don't think about them and they just continue to add up. You know, a little scoop here, a little snack here, and by the end of the week, you're not at that calorie deficit that you thought you were going to be at because of the little things that you didn't maybe add into your, you know, to your plan. Well, you know, some of the other benefits, you know, to losing weight, there's going to be a lot of great benefits, you guys. We already know that. But, you know, people that practice, you know, basically just calorie restricted diet, you know, they do tend to have lower body fat, lower levels of chronic inflammation, they have lower blood pressure, and they have lower levels of cardiovascular disease risk factors. So we know by doing this, by cutting the calories, increasing our exercise, we know that we're not only getting, you know, that visual look, we're losing the weight, we're feeling better. All of these other factors go into why you're feeling so good, because all these things are being decreased. So, you know, but if you're just doing it through restricted calories, you know, you're losing out on some of the other great benefits, you know, by adding in exercise. So, you know, if you can just add in, especially if you're new to this and new to this whole exercise game, just start out by doing some walking. If you can get out, and I always tell people, if you're going to go for a 10-minute walk or a 20-minute walk, just walk out your front door 10 minutes, turn around, walk back.
There are so many gyms right now that are running specials. It's ridiculous. $9.95 a month. Go and do some classes. So there's just so many. You can buy tapes that are on clearance at stores. There's just lots and lots of ways to get that cardio in. So, I mean, I think that's great. So let's leave them with that. And let's really challenge you guys to start paying attention of those extra calories that you're putting in that are going to tip the scale and your goals in the wrong direction.
Yeah. And it's just going to be one of those things you're just going to have to be conscious of. Think about it, because a lot of times we unconsciously just kind of grab things and put them in our mouth. We don't think about them, right?
Right. I mean, and so when you're in the stores, grab a few more vegetables, because remember, we really want to focus on what we can have instead of what we can't have.
Right. Okay. Well, we want to thank you for joining us for today's podcast, and we will look forward to seeing you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye.